Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The American Jobs Plan is about a generational investment. It's going to create 19 million jobs.
So it doesn't, as you said last Sunday, create 19 million jobs. Again, Secretary Buttigieg, why mislead folks?
It's part of a scenario that Moody's says will create 19 million jobs.
Yeah, that's your dream scenario.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
What's happening in Michigan today could be what's happening in other states tomorrow. And so it's on all of us to recognize we can squash where we're seeing hot spots. It's in everyone's best interest.
The answer to that is to really close things down, to go back to our basics, to go back to where we were last spring, last summer, and to shut things down.
Could be 1 month, could be 2 months,
3 months,
could be
4 months.
I see that happening.
Yes.
8 months. That's a realistic timeline.
When will this nightmare end?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. We will be taking your calls this hour, as Howie would do any hour. Howie's taking a slide for the evening. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for the big guy, Howie Carr. And that's big guy, the I'm not capitalizing those, the B and the G there. That's not big guy in the sense of Joe Biden. That's my reference to the boss, the big guy. 844-500-4242. A lot to say in this 1 hour that we have together, and I want to do my best to say it and get you to say your piece as well. 844-500-4242. I want to start off with the I really haven't heard his name pronounced correctly. I think it's just Daunte Wright, D-A-U-N-T-E-W-R-I-G-H-T, Daunte Wright. Before I say anything else, this is a very unfortunate death, extremely unfortunate, and also unnecessary. Should not have happened. And there are many reasons for that. Just seeing, and I don't like commentating on things that we don't have all the facts on them yet, but the police department in Brooklyn Center has been quite transparent thus far in saying that, well, they released the body cam footage from the unidentified female officer that shot Daunte Wright, 20 years old. They released the footage. The chief of police came out and said, this appears to be an accidental discharge of a firearm. And we'll actually play the body cam footage audio. It's not extremely clear, but you'll hear a couple of key things that the chief of police, Tim Gannon, did point out during his press conference. The officer says, taser, taser, taser. And that is her warning to her fellow officers and the suspect, Daunte Wright, that she is going to and has intent to deploy her taser. A taser deployment is imminent. Meanwhile, she unholsters her service weapon, her firearm, from her right hip, so it appears in the video, and points it at Daunte Wright as he's about to drive off in the car that has been stopped by Brooklyn Center Police in Minnesota. She fires the weapon. This is all what you're going to hear in the video we're about to play. She fires the service weapon. The gunshot is not very audible on the body cam footage, but it does surprise her because she says, holy bleep. And I believe she says, I shot him. And said, I didn't mean to shoot him, or words to that effect. Before we go too much further down this road, let's play the body cam footage. This is cut 24, Matt.
Oh, wow.
She says, I just shot him. And another officer says, oh boy. And she says, yes. So again, the chief of police, Tim Gannon, comes out, faces the music. He did not have to do this today when emotions are running so high, but this meant a lot to him. He through these cuts that we're going to play, I don't believe how he played all of them. These cuts that we're going to play, you can tell this guy feels for his community. He did not want this to happen here, did not expect this to happen here. He hates that it happened here, and he underlines and underscores completely the tragedy of the events that unfolded. And the reason we're talking about this, obviously, is it's because it's a national story. And again, we'll get to the cut in just a minute. Joe Biden is going to further that national story some more. But here is Chief Gannon. He explains how this took place, what led to the series of events that unfolded yesterday in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. This is Cut 31.
From what I've understood from the public safety briefing, there was an expired registration on the vehicle. That means the tabs were expired. Upon arrival, when the officer made contact, I think at that time when he walked up to the car, he discovered that there was a hanging item from the rearview mirror.
The air fresheners.
So there was a contact that the officer went up there initially for, obtained his ID or his driver, his name, and he walked back to his car, and at that time he ran his name and he found out that he had a warrant. That's why they were moving from the car and they were making a custodial arrest.
And that warrant, if Jack Posobiec is correct, he obtained these what he says are, you know, warrant, an outstanding warrant for Dante Wright's arrest. It was for possession of an unlicensed firearm from an incident last summer where somebody called in a light-skinned black male waving a gun around in a certain neighborhood. That person was seen getting into a vehicle with a person driving the car. Police caught up with the vehicle. Person believed to be Dante Wright fled the car, evaded police in a foot chase. Police searched the vehicle, found a gun where Dante had been sitting, asked the other occupants of the vehicle whose firearm that was, and they identified the firearm as belonging to Dante Wright. Warrant issued. Dante was supposed to appear for a Zoom hearing. He failed to show up. Perhaps he didn't have the proper infrastructure, as Joe Biden would put it. And again, another warrant put out for him. A warrant put out for him because he failed to show for the hearing. So he was subsequently arrested at some point after the events of that day. I believe it was in July of 2020. Failed to show up for that hearing. You'll see on social media people saying all this over air fresheners. Oh, we really got to do something about those bad air. All this over air fresheners. That's not how it is. If you were to listen to the news reports that are sensationalizing the comments from Dante Wright's mother, not that they're to be completely discounted. She was on the phone, so she claims, the whole time with Dante as this was unfolding. And she said that she believed this was over air fresheners hanging because a police officer had mentioned that to Dante during the traffic stop at some point. The reason was he had an expired license plate registration. Improper tags were on his car. Now, to compound on all of this, he couldn't have done anything about that anyway, because in Minnesota, apparently they're using the same system, the same contractor that Massachusetts uses, the same vendor that Massachusetts uses to process our registration renewals, our inspection sticker renewals, which has been down for weeks now. And Charlie Baker, who we'll get to later on in the show, will tell you that it should be fixed by the end of the week. Actually, he didn't say that. He said, our expectation is that it needs to be fixed by the end of the week. That's exactly what he said. So all of this is an extremely unfortunate series of events. who knows, it could have been avoided if this vendor that processes all of these license registration renewals, all these inspection sticker renewals, if they had not been the victim of a malware attack or had their, you know, defenses on their website built up, their servers built up, this may have never happened. We don't know. And we can't play devil's advocate like that. What we're dealt with is the aftermath here. And that's what Joe Biden was left with, the aftermath. Now, he had a press conference early, not really a press conference earlier today. He had a meeting or some sort of statement on semiconductors. He loves these semiconductors and microchips. He's, you know, for somebody who's so, to use his own phrase, Neanderthal thinking when it comes to technology. He loves talking about technology, things he has no idea what he's discussing. And I'm not going to pretend that I know what the semiconductors and microchips do. I have no idea. That's why I don't really talk about them. But here he is talking about them. And we don't have the cut here, but take my word for it. As I was watching it, this is what he said. People were asking, you know, as this meeting over semiconductors was wrapping up, people were asking him about a statement for the Dante Wright incident. And he said, whoa, 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 hold it, man, hold it. Come on, man, hold it. I'm going to take my time on this. I just reviewed the press conference, and I'll be preparing a statement I'll give to you later today. Okay? I'm going to see you in a few minutes at another press event, and I'll give you my statement, my fully prepared, thought-out statement then. For all intents and purposes, that is verbatim what Joe Biden said. And we're going to play that cut of his prepared statement for you after the break. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gabby Insurance. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com, Gabi.com/Howie. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
So will Chief Tim Gannon be forced to resign for calling peaceful protests riots?
I don't think so. I saw the press conference. I think the mayor and other officials have his back. They seemed supportive of his narrative, his understanding of the events. I don't think he'll be forced to resign.
So it's slightly down the middle. 52% say yes and 48% say no.
Yeah, it's been pretty steady so far. 844-500-4242. So this is the cut, and this is Joe Biden, the president of the United States, in a prepared statement. He said this was a prepared statement before he came out and made it. He said to the press, I'm going to write up a prepared statement. I'll have it ready for you next we meet. At the next press conference, the same day. So these are prepared words by the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Cut 33.
I haven't called Dante Wright's family, but our prayers with their family is really a tragic thing that happened. But I think we got to wait and see what the investigation shows. And the entire investigation. You all watched, I assume as I did, the film, which is fairly, the body cam, which is fairly graphic. The question is, was it an accident? Was it intentional? That remains to be determined.
So that was a prepared statement, which Joe Biden had seen the film, I guess he saw this on a projector in the White House screening room of the body cam footage from this officer who shot fatally Dante Wright, and said, I guess we'll find out if through an investigation, if this was accidental or if this was intentional. If you're not incensed by that, after hearing, you heard for yourself the body cam footage, and if you've been on social media at all today or watched the news, hopefully they're playing the whole thing, it's not that long, you've seen for yourself, you've seen the film of this officer shouting, taser, 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 firing her service weapon, firing her gun, being surprised, so it appears, by the gunshot. As Dante Wright drove away, she exclaimed to her fellow officers, I think I shot him, words to that effect. And she even, there was an expletive there. Holy bleep, I shot him. And Joe Biden, in a prepared statement, comes out to the world after a night of riots in Minnesota, after he saw this press conference with his police chief, who was in tears, and we'll play that cut for, he was in tears because he cares so much about his community. He has the gall, the audacity, the cojones to come out and say, was this an accident or was this on purpose? Is this the IQ that we're dealing with? This is the man who has said in the past, I feel I have a much higher IQ than anybody else in this room. This is the level we're dealing with here. Is that not fuel to the fire? Is that not a call to more riots, more peaceful protests overnight? You know, Joe Biden says the reason he ran is because he saw the incendiary remarks of Donald Trump and the next day people coming out with their veins bulging in their neck and carrying pitchforks. Well, what difference is it if Joe Biden is saying this kind of crap at his press conferences, asking if an armed police officer was intent on killing a young man who was stopped for a traffic violation the next night or the night of, if people show up with veins bulging in their necks, carrying cinder blocks and fire bombs and all of these things, destroying businesses? In Joe Biden's own words, he is no better than how much of he thought of Donald Trump. He is absolutely no better than his own perception, a twisted, warped perception of Donald John Trump. 844-500-4242. Joni, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Joni.
Hello.
Hi.
All I wanted to say was, I listen to a lot of talk radio, enjoy it thoroughly, it gets me through the day. I am a mother of four children. Why is it, it seems like never, and if I missed it, I'm sorry I missed it, no one ever mentions that these people resist arrest first.
Hold on right there, Joni. We'll get to that. I have not brought that point up yet. I've got it down here in my notes, and I am going to get to it. This is a big question I have. Why? What really needs to be taught in our public schools? We'll be back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for Howie. He's taking a slide for the afternoon. He'll be back tomorrow. And we're taking your calls. I want to get to your calls before I move on this topic here. I've got more to say, but I will get going if I get going, if you know what I mean. Jack, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, Taylor. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I was born and raised in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. I was just happened to be there a couple weeks ago. I had a funeral, and
I'm sorry.
My brother still lives there, and I got a hold of him. It's a very middle class suburb. I don't know if people noticed from the footage. These are suburban ramblers. It's blue class. The lawns are meticulously taken care of in most neighborhoods. It's really a very pleasant city, but you border North Minneapolis, which is a bit on the rougher side, and you've got a lot of apartments, and that's where the trouble comes from. But otherwise, I mean, there's a lot of really, really decent people there. And just
Jack, I'm sure there's really decent people living in those apartments that you mentioned too. I can't speak to it because I've never been. I take your expertise on it for what it is. But I mean, the fact that this was just a perfect storm of events that took place from this system being down. If it had been up, I would give Dante Wright's family the benefit of the doubt that license registration would have been taken care of, and this never would have happened. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, it should never have risen to this degree where force was used, even though it wasn't thought to be deadly force. It seems like it was just a taser, but even then, that still seems to be extreme. But you know, we'll see what comes out, but. Where he got picked up, which was 63rd and Catherine or 63rd and Lee, that's right on the edge of Brooklyn Park. There's an area there that is, it's Trouble City right there in that area.
Right.
And that really helped it along, is that you had a lot of trouble could just walk over to where that was going on.
Thanks very much for the call, Jack. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. So, again, as I said, it's a perfect storm of events. You had the system being down, the license being expired. You had a warrant out for Dante's arrest. Again, no angel, okay? Nobody should take that for granted. No angel. He was wanted by law enforcement, failed to show for a hearing for a crime of pretty significant scope. Having an unlicensed firearm and waving it, brandishing it in public so that you know, somebody called him in on it. And then you have this officer, after Dante resisted arrest, going for the taser, appears to have accidentally pulled a service weapon and fatally shot Dante Wright, okay? Now, the caller before the break mentioned, why hasn't anybody brought up the point? Dante Wright, George Floyd, so many others, black, white, whoever. It ends up such a tragic story, and the real trouble starts with so-and-so resisted arrest. Officers had to use force to subdue. You know, our education system, take it for what it's worth, which is, in my experience, really not that much. I mean, if you're listening in Massachusetts, in the past few weeks, you've probably heard a story about a high school football team that used phrases like Auschwitz, Goebbels, and you know, very World War II Jewish Holocaust-oriented expressions, calling their plays on the field. Whether they thought it was funny, whether they thought it was an intimidation tactic against the other team, whatever, didn't matter. Completely inappropriate. So our fine senators here in Massachusetts, fine legislature, has called for Holocaust teaching to be necessary in all Massachusetts public schools, high schools. I believe it's high schools. Don't quote me on that. To which, when I heard that news, I said, well, hold on. Since when have we not been teaching about the Holocaust in public schools? Why isn't that a priority? I took history in high school. World War II was gone over. Yeah, I remember learning about the Holocaust, seeing the pictures in the books. It was horrific. Most of the time was spent on the Revolutionary War in my class throughout the 4 years. It seemed like every year we had to have a refresher course on the Revolutionary War, which seems more pertinent now than it was then back in 2004 to 2008 when I was attending. But it was necessary learning. Why don't we have, you know, people talk about this term adulting, okay? I hate that term. It's just the act of being an adult, doing adultish things, you know, balancing a checkbook, if people still do that, learning how to file your taxes before April 15th every year, opening a checking account, learning about taxes, period. I was fortunate enough to take electives in high school. I took a small business elective. I don't remember much from it, but I do remember I was taught how to balance a checkbook. I was taught how to file my taxes. Not much of it stayed with me, but I took it because I thought it was a good thing to, if I ever wanted to open my own small business one day, these are things that I would need to know. I thought it would be good to have something of a business acumen. But now that I'm older, I'm really shocked that it's not required learning, all of those subjects. And furthermore, what should be required learning, or at least a week seminar, you know, you get called down to the auditorium at a class, and it's like a field trip away from the regular classroom. You go to the auditorium, you sit down, you listen to a presentation from a very respected member of law enforcement in your community. You see a few demonstrations. You see a few news clips on the screen or on the film, as Joe Biden would call it. This seminar should deal with how the public is expected to act in a law enforcement encounter. And how, furthermore, how law enforcement officers are supposed to act in public encounters. That's not taught in our public schools, as far as I know. And I think we could avoid a lot of this in the future, of us sitting here talking about Dante Wright's and George Floyd's. Not that it shouldn't be talked about, but we should not be hearing about this every month, it seems like. And I think a lot of it is a lack of education, a lack of, whether it's a parental figure that has dropped the ball, or if it's somebody that has seen one too many movies where people have gotten away with something and they go on to live their life in fortune and fame. I don't know what it is, other than a lack of education on one's rights in such an encounter. That's a whole course. That's a whole course. Your rights as an American. And furthermore, what needs to be taught is that your encounter with a police officer is not the time to plead your case. That is not the time to resist. That time is spent in court. That's when your due process kicks in. Otherwise, if you treat it any other way, it's more and more likely that you will end up a statistic. Those are just the plain and simple facts of it, okay? 844-500-4242. I told you, if I get going, I get going. Steve, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Taylor. How you doing?
Good.
I am getting, like, really, really sick of these stories. But, you know, I'm just sort of think, one thing that popped into my head. Okay, when I was in high school, you know, I went to high school in the hippie era. A lot of people I knew called police officers pigs. I remember one time I was out with a buddy of mine, and the cop pulls us over. And he goes, F you, pigs. 30 seconds later, he's in the cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had the mindset my whole life that I don't know what this police officer's day has been like. I don't know where he just came from. Maybe he just got through disarming somebody who shot his two kids and was all set to shoot his wife. I don't know. So I've always cut the police an incredible, incredible amount of slack. There was a couple of times in my life, you know, where I got a traffic stop, and I could tell that if I just breathed wrong, I was going to get arrested.
if you breathed wrong.
Well, I'm just saying.
Right. You had the fear of God, of the police officers. They were respected members of society. But when you have leadership like Joe Biden saying, we don't know if this was an accident or intentional, that completely undercuts law enforcement. When you have a leadership like Joe Biden saying, well, yes, absolutely, we should defund the police. Yes, that's going to undercut the respect of law enforcement. Thanks very much for the call, Steve. Grady, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Grady.
I'd just like to talk about the mask mandate up here in the state of Maine. I'm a high school athlete, and they're making us wear masks while we run track and field, and I'm a little bit discouraged by it.
Well, did you hear the story about the coach in New Hampshire that tried to circumvent that? He actually said that he would not have his track and field kids or students wear athletes, I should say, wear masks while they're running because it's completely insane. He lost his job.
I did hear that actually on your guys' show, and I mean it's kind of out of hand when you got guys and gals going at it in like a 2 mile race and you expect them to wear masks. It's tough, let me tell you.
Yeah, guys and girls going at it. Do you have any of those transgender athletes competing alongside you, Grady?
I don't hear up in Maine, but I mean, I'm grateful that at least for the girls, they don't have to. I feel like it's a slight
If you're a female athlete and you're forced to wear a mask, and you're going up against a male claiming to be a woman athlete, and they're also masked, they also have that advantage stays the same, and they feel worse for it afterwards because they're more out of breath and they lost in a scenario where they could have won possibly. Thanks very much for the call, Grady. That's not exactly what we're talking about, but I do appreciate it and I feel for you. We'll talk about that another day because that was a great story that came out of New Hampshire, an unfortunate story a couple of weeks ago, but we were glad to have the coach on. 844-500-4242. I want to play for you this cut. This is the chief of police in Brooklyn Center, Tim Gannon. And as you can imagine, we've played the cuts earlier where he says that he calls it a riot when others are calling it a peaceful protest, and the reporters are shouting back at him, no, it's not a riot, it's a peaceful protest, how dare you? They get very incensed over it. Very odd behavior by reporters outside of the White House press corps, if I do say so myself. But Chief Gannon actually left the room for a few moments, either to compose himself or I don't know what. He did come back and say, I'm sorry, I thought that another agency was going to answer the questions from here because this is an active ongoing investigation. I really can't say all that much. But he does come back, and apparently one of these reporters in the room says, look, you can feel the tension in here. What's really on your heart? And listen to the emotion of Chief Gannon as he answers this question. Matt, this is Cut 27.
The room's tense. I can feel it.
Yes, ma'am.
What is on your heart? Let him answer, guys.
Sure.
Speak to us for real. Keep it 100.
This is what I'm here for. Okay? I'm the leader of this department. They expect me to lead. Create a safe city. That's what I'm trying to do. So that's it.
I hope you're not crying, too.
Okay. And, I'm emotional.
Guys, he's being honest.
I'm just trying to be honest. Yeah.
That's all he was. Trying to be honest. And he was nothing but forthcoming about this entire situation. And honest in his assessment of what took place in Brooklyn Center last night, which was rioting, which was looting, which was taking from, as Howie mentioned earlier, from the Five Below, from all of these other dollar stores, or there was a T-Mobile store that got raided. For what? For what? 844-500-4242. We'll take some of your calls coming up. I can't take them all. I see them all there, but we'll get to the ones we can. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
All right, we're very short on time here. Last couple of minutes of the Howie Carr Show for today. Taylor Cormier here filling in. Ernest, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Ernest.
Hi, good evening, sir. This issue with the shooting with that lady cop shooting that guy by mistake, all this could have been avoided if you would have followed the officer's directions.
Right, yeah, that's what I've been saying. Yes, that's true. There's at least three ways this could have been avoided, right? If he had complied with officer's directions, if the female officer, I don't know if she had her taser incorrectly holstered or her gun incorrectly holstered, meaning which side it is. It's supposed to be the opposite side, your dominant hand, I believe. And she is left-handed. She went with her right hand. That was, I believe, explained by Chief Tim Gannon. I don't have the cut in front of me. And this may have been avoided had this vendor in Massachusetts for these vehicle renewals, the inspection sticker processing, the registration renewal processing, if they hadn't been attacked by malware. If they were up and running, this whole thing could have been avoided. Thanks very much for the call, Ernest. Very quickly, Daniel, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, to address the vendor issue, a guy with gun charges on his record, I don't think he's going to be too worried about registering his vehicle.
All right, that's a very good point, Daniel, but I believe his mother had gotten him this car for him, so she may have been responsible for the registration of the vehicle. I can't take any more calls. I do appreciate it, though, you being with me this past hour. And we'll do it again sometime. Howie is back here tomorrow, 844-500-4242, if you want to call him then. I didn't get to any of the Charlie Bacon cuts. Maybe Howie will open with those tomorrow because they are quite good for radio. I'm Taylor Cormier. This has been me filling in for Howie Carr, and this has been the Howie Carr Show. Back tomorrow.